Welcome to Ives Concert Park, ladies and gentlemen. Thanks so much for joining us. On behalf of the Charles Ives Authority for the Performing Arts, we'd like to thank our partners, the City of Danbury and Western Connecticut State University. A special shout out to our sponsor, Newtown Savings Bank, and the Fine Arts and Family Series. Our thanks to Ives' major sponsors, the Connecticut Department of Transportation Safety Message, Buzzed Driving is Drunk Driving, Branson, WCSU Alumni Association, New Belgium Brewing, Cornell Carr, Tito's Handmade Vodka, Stockbridge and Berry, Litchfield Distillery, WPKN, Pepsi, Impact Technology, WMNR, Lindquist Power and Landscape, Ethan Allen Hotel, The News Times, Hearst Media, Berkshire Broadcasting, 98Q, WLAD, and 107.3 FM The Bull, Nanavity, Nanavity and Davenport, Sleep Number, Cabaria, Marin Hotel and Suites, Vivo Bar and Grill, Durkin's Awning, La Marca, Echo Domani, Kendall Jackson, Murphy Good, Louis Martini, All Season Party and Tent Rental, The Crown Plaza Danbury, and a special thanks to Town Square Media, your number one for new country, Kicks 105.5, and the home of rock and roll, I-95. Please remember that recording devices are strictly forbidden during the performances tonight. For more information, visit IvesConcertPark.com. Find us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter. Thank you for your support of Ives Concert Park, and enjoy the show.
Yay! Yeah, big applause sign is coming up right now. Thank you very much. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Ives Concert Park. My name is Phyllis Cortese. I'm the executive director here for the Charles Ives Authority for the Performing Arts. And we are so excited that the Sam Bush Band is here on our stage tonight. Are you excited about that too? Yeah, we are. We've been wanting Sam to come down for a few years, so we're very excited. And not only is the Sam Bush Band here, but Tony Trischka and Michael Daves. Oh my God. It doesn't get better than that. And of course, we're so thrilled that our local hometown band, the Flagpole Radio Cafe Orchestra, is opening up in the garden. They are so wonderful from my hometown, Newtown. Yay! So, thank you for coming out tonight. I'd like to thank, we have our sponsors here tonight. I can see them even without my glasses. Please, a nice warm round of applause to Newtown Savings Bank and the Newtown Savings Bank Fine Arts and Family Series, our wonderful sponsors for so many years. And please keep your hands together. Now we'd like to welcome the CEO of Newtown Savings Bank. Please welcome Ken Weinstein. Come on, Ken, come on out.
Thanks, Phyllis, and welcome everyone. It's gonna be a great show. We're glad you're here. As you may know, our focus at Newtown Savings Bank is on the power of local, and the Ives Concert Park is truly one of our local gems. We're so proud and pleased to be able to sponsor the Ives Fine Arts and Family Series that brings so many great acts here to Greater Danbury. So have a great time, enjoy the show, thanks for being here, and thanks for supporting the Ives.
Thank you, Ken. Now, ladies and gentlemen, please welcome to the Ives stage, Tony Trischka and Michael Daves. Just testing you. They'll be out in just a minute. Don't go away. Okay, here we go. One more time with feeling. Ladies and gentlemen, put your hands together. Tony Trischka and Michael Daves.
Howdy, folks. How's everybody doing? Good. All right. Thank you so much, folks. Thank you, thank you. We are going to play some tunes for you before Sam Bush comes out, the amazing Sam Bush. And, yeah, we're going to do one of my favorite old-time tunes that Michael, that's Michael Daves over there, in case you didn't know which was which. And in case you like our haberdashery, this comes from the collection of Tex Logan, wonderful fiddler. And we're going to do a tune, like I say, one of my favorite old-time tunes, called Rain and Snow.
Tony's gonna get switched over here onto the low-tuned banjo here. For me, the banjo, the better it gets, the lower it gets. You know. Tony actually has a cello banjo, which is just enormous and down an octave. It sounds evil. But we're gonna do a song. This is basically written or assembled by a dear friend and musical mentor in Atlanta, Georgia, where I grew up, named Whit Connah. And got a lot of old-time lyrics you may have heard before, but he kind of put them together and added to it. Calls it Roving Rounder. And I actually got to record this song last month down in Nashville with Tony and Mike Bubb and Brittany Haas and Jenny Lynn Gardner. Man, it was a lot of fun. But we were in a studio owned by an engineer who recorded a bunch of John Hartford's records, and they wanted low-tuned banjo on this song, just like, you know, like John Hartford played, and then show up, and engineer's like, well, actually, I have one of John Hartford's low-tuned banjos right over on the wall here. Would you like to play it? And Tony, were you, and you were like, yes.
Well, I am a roving rounder, and I just rolled into town. I'm enamored of your sexy ways. Oh, please don't turn me down. I'm roved the east and I've rambled west.
Old-time number, like many old-time songs, this next one, I don't know what it's about. It's called Train on the Island. Don't know what it's about, but it's really fun to play and sing. And this one's on my last record. Most recent one I put out is called Orchids of Violence. Came out a couple years ago on Nonsuch Records. It's a double album where the first disc is all bluegrass music. And Tony appears on there, as well as Brittany Haas and Noam McKilney, Serge Rose and Mike Bubb. And the second disc, it has all the same songs in the same order on there, but they're all kind of experimental electric renditions of the same songs in different directions. Anyway, so we're going to do the bluegrass version of Train on the Island, believe it or not. Nod to my heroes, Hazel and Alice.
One,
Thank you, folks. Thank you. A little while ago, thanks so much. We're going to kind of take it in a different direction right now, and I like writing waltzes from time to time, and I wrote this waltz, and after I played it with Michael and he put some chords to it, I realized that I'd basically written the theme song from Lawrence of Arabia, if any of you remember that wonderful movie with Peter O'Toole.
As you do.
And I wrote the first two sections of the tune, and I have the great opportunity and pleasure to teach at the Berklee College of Music during the, all right, Berklee. Lots of amazing musicians coming out of that school. Roots music musicians carrying on traditions of old time and bluegrass music. So this music is gonna be very well handled off into the future. Anyway, I got a chance to work with a mandolin player there named Ethan Satiawan, and I'd been sort of stuck for a third section. I felt like the tune wanted the third section, so I played it for Ethan, and he came up with the third section that we will play for you. So we'll send this out to Ethan out in Boston. And it's called the Mesopotamia Waltz. Thank you. you.
I'll say we're going to play another old-time tune, but, you know, Mesopotamia, well, that sounds like it could be really super, super old-timey, like Cradle of Civilization old-timey, but that's, this next one is one of the all-time great drinking songs that we picked up from a great North Carolina fiddler, Tommy Jarrell. You know, the granddaddy, old-time fiddling, pretty much, and we got to play this a couple weeks ago with Bruce Malski. Each of us works with Bruce as a duo, and sometimes we do a trio, and I was introducing this song with Bruce on fiddle, and I'm like, I learned this from a Tommy Jarrell record, and I'm like, wait, Bruce, you learned this from actual Tommy Jarrell. That's so much cooler, but anyways, we're going to do The Drunken Hiccups.
Most of you, this next tune is a very appropriate tune since it's Friday. TGIF, and this next song is called Ain't Gonna Work Tomorrow. I believe Michael learned this from a version by the Carter family, and as they say in old time music, it's crooked. It kind of drops some beats along the way. You're all still out there, right? It's kind of dark out there. All right. If you were ever to rush the stage, we'd feel very safe. We have this moat. There are actually alligators in here. I'm just saying. Just saying. Yes, I actually know a banjo player who was on the Today Show taming an alligator. True story. Actually, we are going to work tomorrow in New York City, but that's another story.
Yeah.
So here we go. Ain't going to work tomorrow.
Yeah, all right. I should admit, this is just kind of one of these surreal things. Actually, we're playing tomorrow in New York City for the Archbishop of Canterbury. Can't say that every day. That's kind of evidently the this is Saint Trinity Church downtown. It's the oldest continuously active building in New York City. And evidently the rector just decided that the Archbishop really needs some bluegrass music. So, you know, we're going to get out all the... I haven't figured out whether we're going to sing any murder ballads or cheating songs or... I don't know, drinking songs? What is a cocktail hour?
We sort of don't have a repertoire left to do tomorrow night.
Yeah. It's a little bit like, you know, when occasionally a bluegrass band will get asked to, like, to play a wedding and we're like, really? Do you listen to the words of these songs?
All right. One, two, three.
I'm a going to leave this country. I'm a going around this world. I'm going to leave this country for the sake of one little girl. She's according to whoever she please. Then I ain't gonna work tomorrow. Then I ain't gonna work next day.
Thank you, folks.
Oh, what do we got? Paul said today.
All right, we're going to do another. This is another song written by a friend, Whit Connett, who I mentioned earlier. Whit down in Atlanta, Georgia. And I don't know if any of you know Atlanta, my hometown. There's an old area. Yeah, you know Atlanta? All right, well, there's this one of the main thoroughfares. Radiating from the center of the city is called Ponce de Leon Avenue. And it's not like Ponce de Leon or something, it's just Ponce de Leon, or just Ponce. But there's this one area down there where they got this, the Majestic Diner. This is this chrome and neon diner that's been open continuously since like 1924 or something like that. And the Plaza Drugstore and movie theater is also chrome and neon, old school sort of deco. And you know, down the street, this Claremont Lounge, which is basically a strip club, but sort of famous and old. And anyways, but this whole area had gotten really down and out, kind of seedy by the 1970s, lost its grandeur. And since then, it's been sort of re-gentrified. I think that the Plaza Drugstore, which is where people used to go to buy, you know, not legal drugs, but, you know, the other stuff. I think the Plaza Drugstore is now a Urban Outfitters or something. So it's no longer the scene it was. But anyways, this is a song called Ponce de Leon Avenue, and kind of recounting a lost old city, seedy Atlanta. Thank you very much. We're gonna close out here for our little portion with a tune of Tony's. A song, it's a tune and a song. You can imagine that, a banjo player writing words. But Purple Trees. We have an educated.
Wow. Purple Trees. We don't have our fiddle player with us. Otherwise, we might.
We left our fiddle player back in New York City, but thank you for that request. And thank you for listening, folks. We've had a great time playing for you. And in just a few short moments, Sam Bush is going to come out here and blow you all away, for sure. And just for a very short commercial plug, I should mention that both Michael and I work with a company called ArtistWorks Online Teaching. Michael's got a vocal school. You can learn to sing exactly like that in 4 to 5 days or half your money back.
Or I can teach you what not to do if you really
even that.
Want to sound like anything but me. I can, you know, show you what I'm doing and you can avoid it. It'll be, you know, win-win.
So. True. And I've got the Tony Trischka School of Banjo, and you'll sound like Earl Scruggs in one day. Or close to it, anyway. So anyway, this is a tune called Fox Chase, and yes, I wrote lyrics. Banjo players aren't supposed to write lyrics to tunes, and because banjo players are always like just playing really fast and all these notes, the words are so fast that Michael can barely spit them out. But he does it anyway. This is on an album I recorded a while back called Territory. Thanks again for listening, folks. And this is the Fox Chase. Thanks a lot, folks. Mr. Michael Daves.
Mr. Tony Trischka.
Thank you. We'll see you the next time. Take care.
The Z-Man with Tony Trischka and Michael Daves duet. Ives Concert Park, Danbury, Connecticut, 9/21/2018. FOBDFC, KFCZFC, AARP, Shep CCM4V, Lunatech V2, Sound of Isis 722, approximately 20 feet from stage, 5.5 feet in the air, from the front row in the sweet spot for show number 212 of 2018.